You didn't start your business just to give yourself another job. You started it for freedom, for income, and for impact. But here's the thing no one tells you. Growth without systems only leads to more chaos. More clients, more offers, more sales, they don't make life easier unless you've got the right structure in place. Today, I'm walking you through how systems simplify growth and why they are the real key to scaling a small business sustainably. Let's do this. Are you that driven entrepreneur who believes that working harder holds the key to your dreams? Are you drowning in the day-to-day tasks, wishing you had more time to strategize and cast the vision for your business growth? Hi, I'm Donna Dubay, your guide on this entrepreneurial journey. I've walked in your worn-out shoes, burning the midnight oil, convinced that sheer hard work was the secret to success. Just one more email, one more task, until I found myself on a one-way track to burnout. But here's the twist in the tale. I discovered that success isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter. It's about being intentional with our time. It's about steering our ship with focus, because no team, system, or automation can outperform a lack of direction. In this podcast, I'm sharing with you all the strategies for business growth that it took me years to learn. If you're ready to step out of the daily overwhelm so you can amplify your profits, then I'm ready to teach you. I believe the only limit to your business growth is the one you set for yourself. Go grab a notebook, warm up that cup of tea, and let's do this. Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of CEO Amplify, the podcast for small business owners who are ready to work less and profit more by stepping fully into their CEO role. I'm so glad you're here because today we're talking about something I see holding a lot of entrepreneurs back: trying to scale without systems. It's one of the biggest reasons why business growth starts to feel heavy, not exciting. And more often than not, it's not about your offer, your audience, or your pricing that's the problem. It's the lack of systems. So let me say this again. Growth will expose every single gap in your business. I don't know if you've heard me say that before, but I do say it a lot. So when it's just you and you're the only one serving a handful of clients, you can often get away with keeping things in your head, right? Because it's small enough, you can remember, I got to send this, I got to do that, I got to do this. But as soon as you start adding more clients, more products or services, more marketing, you start solving the same problem over and over again. Did I send the onboarding email to Sally? Have I posted this week's podcast episode yet? Did I invoice that client, John? I remember the moment in my own business when I realized I was doing the same task over and over, but I was starting from scratch every single time. It was exhausting. And growth wasn't the problem. The lack of systems was. So inside the Profitable Small Business Club, this is one of the first mindset shifts that we focus on. It's not about doing more. It's about doing things better with less effort. And systems are how you do just that. So before we dive in too much, I want to clear up something. A system isn't a fancy piece of software. And there are lots of people out there trying to convince you that you can set up all your systems on this, whatever, X software, $97 a month. Friends, it's not about the software. A system is simply a repeatable way of completing a task or a set of tasks. So whether that lives in a Google Doc, in a spreadsheet, or in a high-end tool, the system is the structure, not the software. You know, sometimes when we hear the word system, especially in business, it sounds overcomplicated, like it's something you only need to do once your business hits a certain size or once you've got a big enough team. But the truth is, systems are all around us. even in the simplest parts of everyday life. So this is outside of your business now, but I want you to think about this. Think about how you make your bed. You probably don't walk into your bedroom every morning and stand there thinking, how should I make the bed today? Should I tuck in the corners? Should the pillows go on first or last? Should I fold the blanket this way or that way? No, we don't do that. You already have a system for how you want your bed to be made. It's repeatable. It's efficient. And if you've got kids, you probably at some point taught them your system as well. Because once you've figured out the way you like your bed to look, you don't have to think about it anymore. You just follow the steps and it gets done. The same goes for things like cleaning your kitchen. Maybe you always start by cleaning the counters, and then you load the dishwasher and wipe down the surfaces, and then you sweep the floor. You're not reinventing the wheel every single time. You've built a system, even if you never wrote it down or you never called it my kitchen cleaning system. And with your business, this is no different. The more you standardize the repeatable tasks, the less time and energy you spend figuring out things on the fly. And the more time you free up for the work that actually moves your business forward. And you don't need a team to benefit from systems either. In fact, the sooner you start thinking in systems as a solopreneur, the easier it becomes to scale when you do bring in that support. The way I like to think about it is this. Systems lets you stop making decisions about the same thing over and over and over. Systems clear up space in your brain so that you can focus on growth. And that's exactly what we help you build inside the Profitable Small Business Club. Systems that match your stage of business and free you up to focus on the work that actually moves the needle. It's not about the software. It's about the repeatable identifiable tasks that you do in a certain way that you can get out of your head. All right, so let's talk about how to actually build a system step by step. So the first thing we have to do is identify the repeatable task. So I want you to go ahead and look at your week, the next 7 days, next 5 days of business and 2 days of rest, hopefully. What are you doing on repeat? Is it onboarding new clients? Is it publishing a podcast episode? Is it sending out your weekly email newsletter? Identify tasks that you repeat each and every week on a consistent basis. That's step one. Number two, we're going to document the steps. Yeah, I know this part doesn't sound exciting, but trust me and go with me here. Once we have this system in place, things become a lot easier. So we're going to write down the process as if you're explaining it to someone else. Use bullet points. Use plain language. We don't need fancy templates. We just want the points down on how we do this repeatable task. The goal here is to get it out of your head. Step number three is to simplify and batch. So I want you to look at your list. Are you doing any steps twice? Could some tasks be grouped together? Batching can save you hours each and every week. And I did a podcast episode a few weeks back about batching. If you haven't had a listen, I highly encourage you to go back and check that out. So take a look at that list. Are there steps that you're doing over that you could put in a different order to make it more efficient? You want to get the quickest way from where you are to getting that task completed. And then step number four, choose a tool to support this task. Again, the tool doesn't matter. You can start with paper and pen, Google Docs, a spreadsheet, whatever works for you. Start simple. Use a tool that you already have and you're already familiar with. And as your business grows and this process and this system evolves, your tool will also change. Now, a word of warning here. I don't want you going down a rabbit hole of trying to pick a new tool that you've never used before and start watching YouTube videos about how to use that tool to do this task. No, we're choosing a tool that supports where we are right now, which means it's a tool we already have and we already know how to use it. All right? And the last step here is step 5. We're going to test, review, and improve. So once the system is working, we don't stop there. We have to ask, where are the clunky parts? What could be eliminated? What could be automated? What could be delegated? So I'll give you an example of this in a client's business. This client is a coach and they often have coaching calls. And so within, I would say, the last 6 months or so, we have implemented a process where the team will take that coaching call, run it, transcript through AI, and pull out little snippets that we could then use on social media or in our content to tell other people about the program. Now we need to get permission from our coachees, the people who come to the coaching call, to be able to share their information. And so at the beginning, when we set up this process, the team was literally running it through AI and then manually reaching out to the coachee to find out if we could use their information and share their name, etc. Over time now, we have evolved that system. And so now we're not using a spreadsheet anymore. We're actually using Airtable, and we've got an automated system set up for emailing and then following up to make sure that we can use that content. We have a way of highlighting when that content is ready and approved so that the business owners knows when they can start using that content. That all evolved, right? That all came through testing, reviewing, and improving. But we had to do the other 4 steps first. We had to identify the repeatable task. We had to set up a system for it. Spreadsheet, Google Doc, whatever that looked like. We had to use it. We had to test it. We had to review it. And then we could improve it. So it's not a one and done. Take your time with it and let it evolve as you grow. I'll give you an example of something from my own business as well. One system I rely on every single week is my CEO Power Hour template. So every Monday I sit down, I use the same framework to review the past week. I map out priorities for my next week, so the current week, and I decide what needs my focus the most. This one template or one system saves me hours of second guessing and decision fatigue, and it keeps me out of the weeds each and every week. It's a simple document, right? It's a PDF that I fill in every week. It's not a fancy tool that does this, that, and that, and the other thing. But it keeps me focused. It keeps me in charge of those higher level tasks that I need to be spending my time on each and every week. Simple system, but it helps me in great returns. Another example is my podcast, blog, and Pinterest system. So when I first started my podcast, I had a simple spreadsheet, right? I tracked, was the episode recorded? Was it uploaded? And then when I brought in blog posts, did I write the blog post? Was that published? But as my business has evolved, I have started paying more attention to SEO, keywords, content planning, etc. And then I added a VA to help me with the Pinterest and post scheduling. So what we found was that that old spreadsheet that I was using, it wasn't cutting it anymore. And so we had to transition that system into something else that would be more useful for the VA and for me. Again, the tool I use doesn't matter. What matters is that I'm recognizing this needs some work. We can change this and improve this and get that return. So the most important part here is that the tool wasn't the solution, the system was. The tool just helped us manage it better once the process was clear. So I want you to think about it as build the system first and find the right tool second. Okay, so once you have this system that's working, the real magic happens when you review it. Because systems give you the visibility to see inefficiencies, to eliminate steps, and to automate where it makes sense. So in my podcast system, once we moved to Airtable, I realized we no longer needed certain manual checks that we had to do before. So that saved both myself and my VA several hours of time. This is why systems aren't one and done. They evolve as your business grows. And the truth is, sustainable growth isn't about working harder. It's about setting up your business so growth doesn't require more of your time. Systems are what allow you to delegate, to automate, and even eliminate tasks without things falling through the cracks. They help you grow your revenue without growing your working hours. And this is the heart of what we focus on inside the Profitable Small Business Club. My focus is helping you reach your income goals while working 25 hours a week or less. And to be able to do that, systems are a big part of making that happen. So here's what I want you to do this week. Here's your challenge. Pick just one repeatable task in your business and document it. That's it. One system at a time is how you build a business that grows sustainably. So pick one repeatable task. What's something you do this week that you're going to do again next week and the next week and the next week? And document how you do that task. And if you would like some more support in figuring out what systems to focus on, how to simplify them, and how to make them work, whether you're solo or you're growing a team, come join us inside the Profitable Small Business Club. Because success isn't about doing more. It's about doing the right things the right way and freeing up your time to actually enjoy the life that your business was built to support. Alrighty, that's it for me this week. Thanks for listening and we'll see you all next week. Thank you for joining me on this episode of CEO Amplify. I appreciate you being part of our thriving community of ambitious business owners. If you enjoy today's episode, I kindly ask you to share this podcast with a friend and take a hot minute to rate and leave a review. It would mean the world to me. Your feedback helps me reach more people and continue providing valuable content. Thanks so much for your support. Keep shining, and we'll catch you on the next episode.